The Defense Department took control of some $9 billion of Iraqi money from 2004 to 2007. It was to be used for reconstruction projects, but according to the audit released by a special investigator, most of the money, $8.7 billion, was not properly accounted for. Of that, there are no records at all of what happened to $2.6 billion. Ronald Newman is president of the American Academy of Diplomacy, a Washington think tank. He says in the early years of the Iraq War, often the military was just handing out money to get things done.
People would say, you know, if you don't put people to work, we're going to have more fighting. So they would rush around and do things to put people to work. They didn't always keep careful account of the money.
Newman says civilians at the State Department and USAID need more staff to keep track of reconstruction funds.
So if you're going to have billions of dollars in contracts, as we had in Iraq, and you deploy tiny numbers of people to manage those contracts, you will not manage them properly, and you will have these problems again.
The report also found the U.S. military still controls some $35 million of Iraqi funds, despite being required to return that money to Iraq's government. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.